الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحسن المبدي المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الصمد القادر المبتدئ المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعال الباب التواب المنتكب الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير اللهم صل أفضل الصلاة على أسعد المخلوقات كسيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم عدد معلوماتك ومداد كلماتك كلما ذكرك
who should I take good care of, giving all my love, who should I think the most of, after Allah, and Rasulullah,
comes your mother,
who next
your mother,
who next
your mother, and then your father, cause who used to hear you, before you could talk, who used to hold you before you could walk, and when you felt who did you were in your cut, no one but your mother,
my mother. Who should I stay right close to, listen most to, never say no to, after Allah and Rasulullah?
Comes your mother.
Who next?
Your mother.
Who next?
Your mother. And then your father. Cause who used to hug you and buy you new clothes? Comb your head and blow your nose. And when you cry, who wipes your tears? Who really cares? My mother, say Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Allah. Thank you, Allah, for my mother.
Eyes for Allah, nothing but Allah. Ba is the beginning of Bismillah. Ta is for taqwa, the wearing of Allah. And tha is for thawab, a reward. Ja is for Jannah, the garden of paradise. Ha is for Hajj, the blessed pilgrimage. Kha is for Khatim, the seal of the prophethood given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Da is for Deen, al-Islam, religion with Allah since time began. That is for Dhikr, remembering Allah's rise for the month of Ramadan. Oh, Ramadan, Zayf Zakah, to cure our greed, when we give our money to those in need. Sais for salamun alaykum, peace be with you, wa alaykum as-salam. Sais for Shams, the shining sun, which Allah placed for everyone. And sais for Salah, for when we pray, facing Him. Every day facing Him, till we meet our Lord. Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Dies with duha, the morning light, the sun has turned from red to white. Dies for Tariq, a path to walk upon. And La is for Zil, a shadow. And Ah is for Ilm, the thing to know, to make our knowledge grow in Islam. Rise for Ghaib, a world unseen, and that we know is not a dream. And Fat is for the opening Al-Fatiha. And Qaf for the Quran, the book of God. And Kaf is for Kalima, a word we're taught to teach us what is good and what is not.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك حجا حقا تعبدا ورفقا لبيك مرهوبا ومرغوبا إليك لبيك ذا النعماء والفضل الحسن لبيك وسعديك والخير بيديك والرضاء إليك والعمل لبيك ذا المعارج لبيك ذا الفواصل لبيك إله الحق لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار A very very warm Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to all of you, mashallah. How is everybody doing? Let me see some smiles in the chat box. I'm so happy to see you all. Mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace, mercy, and His blessings be upon you. So let's see if there's anything one exciting on your mind, what you enjoyed the most in last week. You can go ahead and type it right now. What is something that you really had a good time? And meanwhile, you can turn your cameras on and show me that you are sitting here as smart learners with your learning supplies, your beautiful notebooks, your colors, your crayons, and accessories, alhamdulillah. So Sira session and the new dua, okay. And some people think nothing, okay. You are new, it's okay. If you're new, jazakallah khair, aman, mashallah, I see ready with your notebook, alhamdulillah. So those who are new joining us now, a very warm ahlan wa sahlan marhaba to you, and mashallah, so happy to see you here. So you can pick up your notebook, show me in the screen also, how does it look? and I hope you have colors. By now, you have created some dividers for the sessions. If anybody, yes, so you have listened to the recordings. That's really amazing, mashallah. And alhamdulillah, I'm so proud of those friends who did send their homework. Mashallah, jazakallah khair. Aman, that was beautiful. Aisha, that looks amazing. Awesome. And you have different chapters, you have different dividers that you can make. So our first session will be the Quran. Then you can make a portion for Seerah. You can pick a portion for Dua. And you can make a portion for Imaniyat, which we are going to do about the pillars. Right? So alhamdulillah. Okay, no problem. If you have no camera, it's okay. It's time to relax and enjoy and make this time very, very useful. So at this time, go ahead and type labbaik. Let's reset our intentions, why we are here. So we just remind ourselves why we are here. We are here only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can type labbaik, your beautiful name, just like I'm going to do it myself to reset my intention that who I am here for. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. Excellent. Awesome. Now, we decided, we agreed, those friends who have been here with us last week, that rules are going to be really important for digital learning. So, inshallah, I hope and pray and expect that I have very smart learners sitting across the screen, and we will only type something which is beneficial. The Prophet said, anybody who believes on the Day of Judgment, either say something good or stay quiet. Okay, so your teachers are here, your coordinators are here, your admins are here. We have a wonderful team working here. So you don't need to feel stressed in telling anybody what to write, what not to write. You just make the most of the time for yourself. Okay, now that you have said labbaik, you have to remember that you are here. Today we are going to, inshallah, even talk about what you know, how you are being recorded. Also, wherever you are sitting, you are being recorded. We will talk about it also. Okay, so very, very warm welcome to all of you. Those who are just writing labbaik, please go ahead and write your full name with your labbaik. Okay, and mashallah, in your notebooks you can create those dividers. And that, as I told you, one could be Quran portion, the Seerah, the Dua of the Week, and the Pillars of Iman. Okay? And inshallah, we will start with our very first one. And which one do you think is going to be the first one? Some friends are still typing their labbaik, so I let them type their labbaik. And meanwhile, I'm going to tell you a story. Okay? So one time, you know, the Prophet ﷺ was in the mosque, and during the Jum'ah, there was a person who was like talking to the other person, like, you know, told him like, shh, quiet. So Rasulullah told us that this person did a vain talk. The one who was trying to hush, the one who was trying to make the other person quiet, even he did a vain talk, a useless talk. Okay, so inshallah, me and you will try our best that we make our time very, very valuable. Inshallah, during these classes, right now we are in the month of Shaban, and very soon we will be in the month of Ramadan, when every letter that you will type, every good deed will turn into 70 times or more, right? Alhamdulillah. So that is so beautiful that you gave me the answer. The first session will be the Quran, and if you are ready, then type one. We will start with the Quran, and as 1, 2, and 3. Number one, we will focus. Number two, we will listen carefully. And number three, we will take notes. Okay? So if you can do all these three, then go ahead and type four. Turn, anybody has camera on, they can turn it off. It's very comfortable. Take a deep breath. Okay, let's relax out. If you are not sitting in a quiet room, make sure that you move yourself in a place where you can be focused with us. And I will look forward to seeing everybody notes after this. So you still have 30 seconds if you think that you have not grabbed a piece of paper. If you don't, if you make a notebook, that's incredible, because we are going to be together for 6 to 7 weeks, right? So you will have a beautiful book that is going to be ready by the end. And but if you are acting a little bit lazy, you can grab a piece of paper, but make sure add it to your folder and keep your notes organized. I'm sure we're going to see some fantastic work from all of you, right? So alhamdulillah, most of you are ready with this four. So we are going to inshallah focus now. So once I type this word focus, that means the chat is now closed for typing, okay? So I am going to type in focus. And I will now look forward. The only thing that you are going to do is going to recite with me. When I ask you, I'm going to unmute all of you and we will recite. Yes, please do that. If you don't have a notebook, please, jazakallah khair for asking. But next time, inshallah, when you are coming for the class, that's why we open it up a little bit earlier. So while you're enjoying listening to the nasheed and some reminders, you can get yourself ready and happily. And if possible, some people will even make this time more valuable. Guess by doing what? Anybody, any ideas? How can we make this time even more valuable? Let's see. I have not typed focus yet, so go ahead. Yes, focus. Okay, anything else? What else can we do if we are sitting with the Quran to make our time more valuable? Write notes, sit straight. MashaAllah, Arshita, that's what I was looking for, the answer. Exactly. So making wudu, excellent. Is there anybody sitting here who had made wudu and they're sitting here type 1? And those who will, inshallah, from next time make it, then let's type 2. MashaAllah, so proud of you. Excellent. Awesome. So when we go to the Quran, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us that we able to sit with the wudu and with purified intentions and physically also and mentally also. So all right, friends, I'm ready to type the word focus, which means now no more typing, okay? So hold on to your smart fingers. I will ask you questions towards the end and then you're going to be telling me, okay? All right, so inshallah. This word is now here and smart people follow directions. So we are going to start by saying A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. So we are going to do Surah Quraysh today. And in your notebooks, write a couple of things regarding Surah Quraysh before even we start with. So Surah Quraysh is a Makki Surah. Okay? It's a Makki Surah. And this Surah is based on the name of the tribe Quraysh. The Quraysh was a tribe in Arabia and they were most acceptable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah has been reported to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected Kinana from the offspring of Prophet Ismail alayhi salam and selected Quraysh from the progeny of Kinana. And from the Quraysh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected Banu Hashim and from Banu Hashim, he selected me. So another tradition we hear that is people will follow Quraysh in all matters of good as well as in matters of evil. So it's basically, you'll find out that it's basically a count of some special abilities and their capacities and what they were given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so even in the days of paganism and ignorance, when people were worshipping kufr and idols and shirk, their morals and inborn abilities were of very high standard. They had the perfect capacity to accept the truth. And this is the reason why most of the blessed companions and friends of Allah were Qurayshites. Okay, so inshallah, we are going to find more about this. And I hope you have written down the title that this is Suratul Quraysh. And we will start by, there are some friends who will still get tricked by the bad guy and we all get whispers of somebody bad in our ears, so we're going to get him out of the room as we discussed last time. So let's say this together. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Your turn. One, two, three. Alhamdulillah. Excellent. There is obviously we are sitting all around the world, so there is some delay from some, you know, areas from the internet. But I'm so proud of everybody saying it so beautifully, and I loved how you said it. Let's get Allah's mercy in place. Let's say it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Some people get their defense shield on by saying Ta'awuz and Tasmiya. I seek refuge with Allah from the Shaitan, the rejected. He is definitely not happy with when smart friends like you are going to sit and try to focus on the Quran. And in the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. So if you still feel weak, say one more time, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Okay? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and help us all find this bad guy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help him not come near us, inshallah. Okay? And when you say bismillah with full firm faith and believe in it, then inshallah it will bring barakah in your life. So everything that you do, started with bismillah, then chances are you're going to be using your time very wisely. Okay, so even when you're about to type something in the chat, you can just say bismillah. And when you do something in the name of Allah, it becomes really amazing. And you will see that you will stay away from a lot of, you know, useless things, inshallah. And when you say that, I am so proud, mashallah, in the homework registers, you sent your recording for the dua. That was so amazing and beautiful. So really like how, mashallah, some of you are, your maharij and how you're saying it. It's really incredible. And we look forward to listening more from you. Okay? So give yourself a big pat on the back. And let's get ready to write the first verse of Surah Al-Quraysh. And what does it say? It's a very small verse, and this is surah is a Makki surah. These verses are revealed in Makkah. Okay, and the first verse, we're going to recite it together. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Li'ilafi Quraysh. Your turn. MashaAllah, excellent. So every letter is 10 good deeds or more that you're getting. So while you're writing the meaning, li'ilafi, for the familiarity. And Quraysh is of the Quraysh. As we talk, Quraysh is the name of a tribe. So the term ilaf basically also means uniting together. Okay? Uniting together. It also means like a gathering with intimacy and union. So something that it means like an agreement or a compact. So this li'ilafi Quraysh means for the familiarity of the Quraysh, the union amongst the Quraysh tribe. With all the citizens of Makkah. And we will find out why that happened. So the surah that came just before this surah was Suratul Fil. And we saw that how Abraha gathered armies and he came to destroy the Kaaba. Right? And it was not secure. There was no safety and security at that time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his army to make this place more secure. So every year, many people from the Arabia and the Arabian Peninsula came to the city of Makkah for pilgrimage. They also took some profits from some commercial and literacy exchanges. And why was this able to happen? Because of the security which was there in this area, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put familiarity between these Quraysh tribes. Okay, so I hope you have written that down. So the purpose of unifying and the familiarity of the Quraysh may be due to their love for their sacred land and the political and economical importance of the holy shrine Kaaba and the Quraysh. And they were made secure from the invasions from the hostile tribes in the Arabian Peninsula. Okay, so in simple words, you can remember when you recite Li ilaha fi Quraysh, you think about the tribe of Quraysh, and inshallah, I'll be telling you certain things about this tribe. Why is this tribe so special that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed even a surah with their name in there? And ilaf is from like a word hamza, lam, fa, which is like having love or familiarity between each other. Okay, so let's go to our verse number 2, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all stay focused. So let's recite it together. Is everybody done? Then type 1 if you are done with verse number 1, writing the meaning. And inshallah, you are so smart, you're going to research more on this surah, find out more about the background, why is Quraysh so important, or even towards the end, you can come on the mic and tell us more that you know about this surah. Okay, alhamdulillah, barakallah fee that you are done. Okay, now let's go to verse number 2 together, inshallah. And recite together. It's the same word which was there in the beginning in a little different way. Ila fihim rihlat ash-shita'i was-sayf. Your turn. Okay, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us recite in the best of ways, knowing that we are all being recorded by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So let's do one more time with full consciousness how we are reciting. Ila fihim rihlat ash-shita'i was-sayf. So ila fihim, this him is like a pronoun, so it's their familiarity. Rihla is like a journey. I am sure you have gone on a lot of journeys. So this is like a trip when you make like a journey. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us protection and safety one more time. And we will all be able to make some journeys, inshallah, okay? So rihla is journey. Ashita, that's winter, the cold season. And a saif is summer. Now to remember easily, S for summer and S for Syria. So the Quraysh used to travel in winter to Yemen and in summer to Syria. So Syria had moderate weather, so that's why they would go in summer over there with their trade items. And in winter, Yemen, because it had a warm climate for the purpose of trade. Yes, how we say that part? You can say it by saying rihlata, rihlata. It's ra, kasra, ha, sukun, rih. Rihlata, shita, iwa, saif. And you can, inshallah, put any reciter and try to practice with any reciter, okay? And alhamdulillah, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they travel safe and undisturbed in their journeys. Although the routes were not safe and no one could travel without being, you know, being looted or suffering death or destruction or suffering heavy losses, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them that they would make their journey was secure in the winter and in the summer. And this was because of the position of the Quraysh with regard to their connection with the services to the Holy Kaaba. Right? Yes, Mohib, very nice. You're writing very correctly. The Meccans were respected. Why? Because they were serving the Holy Kaaba. Right? Just like some of us get served because they are doing good work. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the security and honor, and He planned to keep them safe. Okay? And this was for the advent of Islam, and our Holy Prophet ﷺ was coming in this tribe and in that sacred land. So I would like you to write 7 things about Quraysh right now. Number one, that the Quraysh was chosen people that even one of the Khalifa came in them. And the second thing was the custody of the Holy House is assumed by some of the people amongst the Quraysh. And 3, that they used to give water to the pilgrims. This is known as Sikaya. And in when people used to come for the pilgrimage, they used to give them water. And the prophethood was given to someone amongst them. Who became the prophet amongst the Quraysh? Can you write the name? And they were given victory over the army of elephants. That's number 5. Excellent. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very good. Alhamdulillah. And they were worshipping God for 7 years, during which none worshipped him. And this surah has been revealed about them, in which their name is even mentioned. So Quraysh had a very high and respectful place. And we will see in our next sitting that when Allah had favored them with this familiarity, Allah had given them security in their journeys, what were they requested to do and what choices did they make? Okay? Sami, I'm trying to speak as slow as possible. Okay, so if you can write the word meanings, that is great. Okay, and inshallah, when we will continue with this surah, we will see what was the instruction for all the honor that was given to them. What was the instruction given to them? Very good, Musa. Excellent. So we will see those verses in our next setting. But for now, give yourself a big pat on the back. MashaAllah, I'm so proud of you for writing the word meaning of these 6 words from Surah Quraysh. And let's recite one time together. We will all recite together. You at your places and me at my place. Ready? A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف ما شاء الله تبارك الله. So inshallah we will get ready for our Sira session now, and let's find out what you're going to learn today. So, barakallah fi, Sister Shaheen, all yours, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, barakallahu feek. After a very, very motivating and learning session of Quran, we now will continue with our next session. Alhamdulillah, we were doing amazing lessons from Quran, from Seerah, memorizing the du'as. Wa alaikum assalam, Mishab. Inshallah, I hope it is really benefiting all of us and we are able to use this knowledge in the best possible implementations, inshallah. Okay, before we continue, Bismillah, we'll recite our du'as one more time. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ أُقَدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت. Okay, جزاك الله خير for making me realize that there was one minute. If you guys can just stop using the N on it for a minute, please. Yes, please. Inshallah, we hope you're good now. So before we start our seerah session, inshallah, we will start with our du'as and we will... If you guys can just give me a minute and stop the end on it, inshallah, that would be really... Inshallah. Before we continue, we'll start with our du'as one more time. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Guys, if you can please stop. I don't know. I'm trying to take off the controls, but you guys are, I don't know, still able to do that. You guys are smart. Inshallah. Inshallah, let's recite the durood. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka Hamidun Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka Hamidun Majid. Sister Javeria, I made up the host, so inshallah, please go ahead and continue with the slides. I don't know, even though if I try to clear all the anunits, it's still not allowed. MashaAllah, barakallah, kids, for definitely coordinating with us and making us realize that, subhanAllah, even after so many reminders, we are still the kids, right? And we will still not stop it. Okay, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are able to focus and who are able to follow what is right and able to follow it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from learning and listening the wrong is wrong and we are able to stay away from it. Ameen, Allahumma ameen. Inshallah. Yes. Inshallah, dear students, we all are aware, all the admins are here, so alhamdulillah, you don't have to, inshallah, inform and strive to discuss about it. Let's come back to our sessions, take a deep breath, and say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Okay, this was just one example of how shaitan tries to trick us. So let's take a deep breath and say again, A'udhu billahi من الشيطان الرجيم inshallah and we will start with our durood ربي اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد so how many of you guys remember what we did in last class any ideas any like you can just write one word can we finish nine uncles of prophet yes. inshallah in the end we will definitely do the revision of nine uncles of prophet yes Surah Al-Fil was one of the stories that we did, yes? And anything, who was his personal life? Okay. How about we start with a quick session of, inshallah, doing a quick trivia review. Okay? Just 3-4 questions and you just have to write the A's or B's. I'll tell you the questions and all you have to do is write the right answer. If it is the right answer, write A. If it is the wrong answer, write B. Okay? So we did, the year Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born is called A, the year of elephants, or B, the year of birds. Alhamdulillah. Excellent. It's A, the year of elephants. And after that, we did that Abraha, he was destroyed. Why? Because he was not following A, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was jealous. Or B, he made some mistakes and he didn't realize that the birds were coming. And he was not able to save himself. A, excellent, mashallah. He was destroyed because he didn't follow the commandments and he was jealous. Alhamdulillah. After that, we learned about the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who was Halima. Was she A, his mother, or B, she was his nanny, his caretaker. Alhamdulillah. And Abdul Muttalib was Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father, or B, grandfather, granddad. Alhamdulillah. After that, if we take just one last point, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs us, or we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, barakallahu feek. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life, mashallah. So these are just a few points that we need to remember in our life. Inshallah, we will continue with our next topic today. The next topic is the desert road. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father, Abdullah, died before he was born. So he was not even able to see his father. After Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only 6 years old when he, along with his mother, was traveling to Medina to visit his father's grave. Now remember, he was in Mecca. And we did it in last session that Abdullah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father, for some work, he had gone to Medina and he got sick and he passed away there. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 6 years old, he went with his mother to visit his father's grave. And on the way back from Medina, even Amina fell sick and she died also. So now imagine, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have mother and father. And then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an orphan. Who did he live with? Yes, he lived with his grandfather. His grandfather was Abdul Muttalib. Now the next question is, what is an orphan? Do we know who is an orphan? An orphan is the one who do not have father. If we can go to the next slide, inshallah. There's this beautiful saying about Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the next slide, which says that an orphan is a child whose father has died. What are the blessings of being around an orphan? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and look at the diagram of his finger. If we do this, if we raise our 2 fingers and try to join them, try to connect them together as tight as we can. You see, and then he said, I and the person who looks after an orphan will be in paradise like this. A person who's taking care of an orphan will be with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise like this. Subhanallah. And nowadays we see so many people around us, so many small kids, especially who are probably on the streets. They don't have food to eat. They are so much in trouble. And all we could do them is just give a smile. Try to be nice to them. We see people around us who are by themselves without their fathers, and that was, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who is nice, who takes care. We cannot take care of everyone maybe, but at least the least as a kid, as at this stage we could do is be nice to them, give them a smile. If we are playing, if they are around, take them along you, make them play around you, right? An orphan, according to Islam, is the one whose father is not there. Okay? Yes. An orphan is the one whose father is not there. So we have to, and the least that we can do is we can make dua for every one of them. Inshallah, that oh Allah, please make things easy for them. Then if we go in the next slide. After 2 years, this was when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was 6 years, when he started living with his grandfather. Then after that, after 2 years, Abdul Muttalib, his grandfather, also died, and Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was again all by himself. He was very lonely. So his mother died, his father died, and his mother died, then even his grandfather died. And then, so his uncle Abu Talib took care of him. Now Abu Talib, he was brother of his father, one of the brothers of his father. He was very close to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he was, but he didn't accept Islam, inshallah. Someday we'll try to do a story about him also, that how close he was, how nice he was to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how much help he did for Islam, but subhanAllah, he still was not able to come closer to Islam. Even though Abu Talib, he himself had 8 children. How many he had? He had 8 children. He loved Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam like his own son. Everyone in Mecca liked Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because he was a happy and friendly boy who played nicely and politely with everyone around him. What did he do? He was nice. He was very nice. He played nicely. He was not mean. He was not a bully. And he helped everyone. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very polite. He was very gentle. And that's one of his qualities, why he's very famous, that he was really nice, compassionate, polite, and he, even from his childhood, not only after he became the Prophet, from his childhood, he was the same. And if we go to the next slide, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very honest, fair, and just. So along with being polite, calm, honest, he was fair and just. When Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam grew up, they saw him as a kid with the same characteristics. So when he grew up, everyone loved him and trusted him. Right? Everyone around him loved him and trusted him because they saw him from his childhood that he was polite, he was loving, he was caring, he was helpful, he was honest, he was fair, he was just, he had lots and lots and lots of positive qualities. So the people of Mecca called him Sadiq and Amin. He was called As-Sadiq and Al-Amin. What is the meaning of Sadiq and Al-Amin? Before we go to the next slide, does anyone know what is the meaning of Sadiq and Al-Amin? Anyone's name is As-Sadiq, anyone's name is Amin, anyone in the family, and do they know what does that mean? These are two beautiful names. Yes, if we go to the next slide, As-Sadiq is the one. Yes, MashaAllah. Very good. I think your name is, it went up, but yes, it's honest. As-Sadiq means the truthful one. If we see the next slide, it is the one who is never telling lies, the one who always tells the truth. No matter even if saying truth will bring him trouble, he made a mistake. It's someone who is ready to accept it. It's someone who is ready to take it positively and acknowledge it. Not like just by saying lies, trying to get off the situation, trying to get off the hook. So that's called Sadiq. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no matter what, he would never tell lies. He would always tell truth. And Amin is the one whom someone can trust, who never cheats. Never cheats. What instructions are given, they follow exactly. They don't cheat by going out of the box and tricking the instruction. They try to focus. So Sadiq and Amin are the two qualities that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had. We need to make dua that, oh Allah, may we also get the same qualities as Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May we be the Sadiq. I'm sorry, Kazim, if my voice is lagging, please try to relog or check your internet connection or check your device's volume. Okay? So we come back to the topic, it's As-Sadiq al-Amin, the one who never tells lies and the one who is always truthful. So inshallah, if we go to the next slide. With his uncle Abu Talib, Prophet ﷺ used to travel to different towns and cities. From the trips, Muhammad ﷺ learned how to do buying and selling. And today in Surah also, subhanAllah, you guys learned that where Quraysh used to go for summer and winter and for what purposes. So these were the trips they used to take even back then, even back when Prophet ﷺ was young. And the reason was that everything was not available in Saudi. Everything was not available in Makkah. Few things grew in Makkah, which was like overstock. And few things they needed from other countries, which they had to bring here. And then their overstock, they could sell there. So that's why they used to travel. And when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as a young kid, he used to go with his uncle. This is when he learned how to buy and sell things, and he himself, when he grew up, he became a merchant. In those days, merchants used to travel in caravans. Like it was long rides, it used to be long trips, days and nights, so it was scary and risky for a person to go by himself. So as a group, different people from the village, town, they would all come together. And together they would go to the cities, and we just learned where they would go in summer, they would go to Syria. And in winter, they would go to Yemen. So these were the two countries where they would go and trade. They would sell their stuff there and buy the things from them. So this is how Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this trip learned how to trade, learned how to do business. Which is, if we go to the next slide, once the caravan in which Abu Talib and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were traveling stopped to rest near a small town of Syria. Now remember, the tribe used to travel for days and nights, so obviously they had to take stuff. They had to take halt, and how would they do? They wouldn't have any fancy restaurants or hotels or rest areas. They had to get down from their camels, set up tents, stay there, and then again wrap up, pack up, and move on. So here young Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Talib met a Christian scholar named Bakir. Now remember, he was a Christian scholar back then. Why he was still called as a Christian? This was the time when Islam still didn't start. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam still didn't started getting the revelations. So this was the pre-Islamic era. Okay? This was the pre-Islamic era. And when Bahira saw Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a scholar of Christianity. He knew his religion well, and so looking at Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was able to figure out right away. Looking at the characteristics, looking at the lifestyle, looking at the way of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he immediately was able to make it. And he said, one day he will be a great prophet and a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now imagine, Bahira was a Christian scholar, and he knew it from his scriptures, from his book. In the pre-Islamic era, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to come. He is going to be the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as soon as he saw the Prophet, from the signs that were given in his scriptures, he was able to join the dots. He was able to figure it out that those signs exactly fit with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that he is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bestow with the prophethood. Now if we go to the next slide. Honest and Allah-fearing adults who would be trading for himself as well as other people. This were the characteristics of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Young Muhammad grew into an honest and Allah-fearing adult. And for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was honest and truthful and had so much barakah. What brought barakah in his dealings? What brought abundance in his dealings? And it was honesty and truthfulness. And that honesty and truthfulness used to make him a lot of profits in his dealings. So for us right now, we are not on a stage where we are doing business transactions, where we are dealing, but how do we implement this in our life? We study, right? We have to focus in the class. And if we are honest and truthful, it will bring lot of barakah to our knowledge. It will bring lot of barakah to our actions. It will bring a lot of barakah to our surroundings, Bismillah. So honesty and truthfulness are the two qualities which Prophet ﷺ had, and those brought him a lot of barakah and profit. And now once again, if we go back, what is barakah or honesty called? As-sadiq. And the truthfulness? Al-Amin. So inshallah, if we go to the next slide, we have to think and ponder. It's very interesting that how a Christian priest, even before he met Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw him as a special young boy and he was able to figure out. Now imagine a Christian without any knowledge of Islam that time was able to figure out and he was able to acknowledge. Today we as Muslims, we have so many reminders for ourselves every day. We have so many blessings to remind him every day, but still, are we able to take him? Are we able to follow his sunnah? Are we able to follow his actions in our life? Right? Inshallah, if you go to the last slide and see the points that we learned today are, everyone likes to be around those who are happy, friendly, and helpful to others. So if we really want, what do we do to become a people pleaser? Right? We try to act accordingly how they want. No, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is, if you have these qualities, that is, you are happy, you are friendly, you are helpful to others, automatically you will be liked by the people. The two characteristics that I want to have in myself and that we all should strive is being sadiq and ameen. And we have to show through our actions that we have blessed and we are blessed to have a loving family. Alhamdulillah, we have parents who love us, give them a hug and say, Alhamdulillah, and say Jazakillah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that yes, we have parents, and the last is honesty brings barakah. So inshallah, we'll stop here and we'll continue with our next session. That is a session of du'as with Sister Aisha. Inshallah, see you all tomorrow. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakillahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to everyone. Okay, while I was actually sitting and listening to this beautiful session by our beautiful teacher, I was actually getting a lot distracted. You know why? Can anybody tell why was I getting distracted? Because my eyes were going right where the chat is, which was very normal, right? And what I was seeing was that everybody was talking. And I just kind of felt, you know, for example, if we are in a room, just imagine, this is actually a room where we all are together. The only difference is that you all are actually in your comfort zone, in your houses, but we are still in one room. Now imagine if one of you, for example, Musa, who I was seeing his picture, and the other, you know, other students who were there, if anyone starts talking and then all of you start talking at the same time, what happens? Number one, you don't understand each other. Second thing is, it's extremely disrespectful for the person that is talking. And third thing is, we really don't get any barakah or any benefit out of it, other than just sitting here and then leaving, right? And what is this then? It's one of the evils. So the dua that we are going to do today is going to protect us from all kind of evils, right? And this dua is a very beautiful dua. And the dua was actually taught by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he taught this dua to his, of course, his sahaba. And also in the session when we were talking about, you know, the caravans going from one place to another and how, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to travel to Syria and Yemen. So I will tell you the importance of the dua that the Prophet ﷺ told to actually one of the companions who used to travel. And he said, well, if you actually say this dua, then when you're traveling, so the time you are in that travel and you actually lay down, then nobody and nothing in the world can actually attack you or do any harm to you at all. So that's what the Prophet ﷺ told that sahaba. So the beautiful dua is, which we're going to do together, and here we again have Ahmed Mustafa with us. And Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ahmed Mustafa. So here we are along with all your other friends who are with you of the same age. So we're going to do this beautiful dua together, Ahmed Mustafa. Okay, are you ready?
No. Yes.
You're not ready? Oh, no. Why not? Ahmed, you're not ready for the dua?
No, I'm ready. Of course I'm ready.
You're ready for the dua? Okay. Inshallah. So let's begin with the dua. Again, you know, when somebody is talking, what happens? Ahmed, if I'm talking, are you going to talk?
No.
You're just going to listen to me, right? Right?
Yeah, no.
Okay. So when I'm going to say, you have to repeat the dua after me. And this is with all of you, okay? So I'm going to read this dua, and then you're going to repeat this dua with me. Let's first revise the dua that we did last time before we go to this dua. So the last time we did the dua was, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ahmed, do you remember?
Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal...
Minal?
Minal...
براسي
من البراسي والجدوي والجزام والسيء الإسقاط
ومن سيء
الإسقاط
الحمد لله. That happens, right? We forget because we only did it last week. So what we need to do, we have to keep on rising. So now, today, with our new dua. أعوذ بكلمات الله
أعوذ بكلمات
أعوذ بكلمات الله
أعوذ بكلمات الله
تاماتي
تاماتي
من شري
ما خلق.
Yes. Now, do you see down there? I see all these diagrams. I see this virus. I see something in the middle which seems like a fire. And then I see a scorpion. You know why the scorpion is there? Because again, there is a hadith. Oh, I see Yatadil. Do I see you? Yeah, I see your picture here. Okay. So this dua is actually... one of the Sahabi actually, he came to the Prophet and he said, you know what? I didn't sleep last night very well. So the Prophet said, hey, what happened? Why didn't you sleep? And he said, you know what? I was bit by a scorpion. And the Prophet said, oh, you know what? If you would have said this dua, the scorpion would have not even dared to come near you. So when we talk about evil, let's do the translation of this dua. May I have the translation, please, in the next slide, if you have it? Yeah, here we go. So here's the translation. What is the translation? It says, A'udhu means I seek refuge. Bi kalimati. Kalima means some words. So in perfect words of Allah. At-tamati, complete. Min, from, sharri, evil. Ma, what, khalaq. That has been created, that he created. Now, what does it actually mean? It means that Allah, you know, Allah is the creation of everything. He has created the good, he has created the bad. And now you're going to be asking me, well, why did Allah create it bad? Did Allah create Shaitan, Ahmed Mustafa?
Yeah.
Why do you think he created Shaitan?
Because he wanted to make a test for humans.
Because he wanted to make it a test for humans. Yeah, you're right. But then, after he created the Shaitan, and he made it a test for us as humans, did Allah also prescribe ways how to get away with this creature?
Very, very easy.
What is one of the easy ways that we do when we begin the recitation of the Quran? To protect. Absolutely. So Allah has created Shaitan. Allah has created the scorpion. Allah has created the coronavirus. Allah has created everything. But then, and this is a test. But then Allah tells you, you know what? You don't need to worry. Absolutely no need to worry. Because I am going to prescribe you, or I'm going to tell you, because I have the key code, or I have the combination to open this lock, because I created this lock. So I have the combination. Do you want the combination? Of course we want the combination, because we want to open this lock and get into this, you know, fortress and protect ourselves. We want to go into this fortress and protect ourselves. But if we are not able to open the fortress, we will not be able to protect ourselves. We need that shield. We need that fortress. So Allah taught us, first of all, a lot of du'as. And one of this du'a is the one that we are doing today. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq, which means it will cover everything. Even the evil that happens that we don't think is evil, for example, jealousy is an evil, backbiting is an evil, spending too much is an evil, sitting and doing a lot of video games can also be evil. Why do you think Ahmed Mustafa can be an evil if you're playing a lot of video games?
Because I'm like, okay, it's it's like fine if you do a little video games and you need a little like rest, but if you do like too much, then you're just wasting your time.
Okay, for example, let's say, has it ever happened that there's a call for namaz and, you know, you're playing a video game and Ami tells you, Ahmed, it's time for salah. What happens sometimes?
Sometimes I feel like, okay, I'm just coming in 1 minute, and then sometimes like that 1 minute turns into 1 hour.
Oh my god. Yes. So does this happen with all of us?
Probably.
Yeah, and then you're going to say, Mommy, it happens with you too, because you're sometimes on WhatsApp. And then I'm telling you, Mommy, it's time for prayers, and you're still on WhatsApp, right? Yes, that's what happens. So, but if we say this dua, we will be protected from all the shayateen. Even sometimes the WhatsApp or the video game can become an evil if we are not able to do what Allah has prescribed us. For example, praying salah on time. So let's do this dua one more time and then Mustafa. So we're going to do it three times, just the way the Prophet ﷺ taught us, and you're going to do it with me. Okay, ready? Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati.
Bi kalimatillahi tammati.
Min sharri ma khalaq.
Min sharri ma khalaq.
Can you do it for me?
Yes. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق.
Okay, let's do it one more time together. And you all are pleased. You're welcome to do it with me. Because when I'm doing it, I want you to do it with me. Let's do it all together, inshallah.
أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما
خلق. May Allah protect you. May Allah protect your siblings, may Allah protect your parents, may Allah protect your teachers, may Allah protect your family and everyone around you. Let's make dua for each other, because you know what? When we make a congregational dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy just descends. So let's just make this dua that may Allah protect all of us. And with this, inshallah ta'ala, I let you all go. Don't forget to share this dua with your friends and your family and your parents, and we'll come with something very interesting, inshallah, tomorrow. And with this, I will say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakillah khair wa ahsanul jaza to our lovely teachers, mashallah, for beautiful, beautiful sessions. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us gain the most out of these and memorize these du'as. Now, how is everybody doing? Type 1 if you are happy. Okay, raise hand if you are not able to type anything and you want to talk. Okay, Mohib, what's going on? Yes, Mohib. Yes, Mohib. You want to say something?
Very happy.
You are happy, alhamdulillah. But you know what? I was thinking and reflecting that we are all stuck at home right now, right? Slowly and gradually, all the privileges were taken from us. The ability to go out for a drive, the ability to go to the school, the ability to go to even the masjid for salah, and so much more, subhanAllah. Why? Because maybe it's time for us to think and check what have we been doing? How have we been living our life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, sent this little thing to remind us that we need to be very mindful people. Now, some of us friends, you know, got reminders for getting their protective shield on, and they did not use the privilege that was given to them wisely. And when that happens, then the privileges go away, right? And just like the privilege of us typing in the chat box went away. So let's consciously ask ourselves, do we want this privilege to come back? I'm going to unmute you and you tell me yes or no, okay? And what I need to ask you, the question is, can we be responsible friends in this classroom? Then say yes or no, and then we can see how we want to go from here.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, alhamdulillah, most of you, mashallah, are you know, very mindful kids, and some of us need some bit more reminders. So inshallah, I'm going to open up the chat, and with the dua that we all understand, something very important today. Okay, and that is that as a pillar of Iman, in your notebooks, you are writing the next one, which is, I believe in angels. Okay, and even right now, when you're about to bring your finger and about to type something, when you're not even asked to type something, somebody is recording that. Just like we were recording here the names, and we were seeing who is saying what, and everything is being recorded, even the chat, right? So let's consciously say sorry to our teachers who were teaching and we were not able to use our privileges wisely, right? So moment, I really want us to focus here, okay? Inshallah, because I really would like, okay, Jazakallah khair. We can all make mistakes. We all come here after a long time. We want to be very, very happy and excited here, and that's why we want to use that. And I wish you were all sitting right in front of me, and we can all have a group hug and, you know, help each other this time. So Jazakallah khair for those sweet words. I love seeing that story, and Allah love those Muslims, Allah loves those believers who make a mistake and then they're sorry. So I'm really, really proud of you for saying that, and I will convey this to Sister Shaheen, I will convey this to Sister Aisha, and inshallah next time in our classrooms we are going to pay a lot of respect to our teachers, okay? So I don't have to use that feature of taking the privilege away. Okay, if you are with me, then just type one at this time, just one. And if you are ready, then inshallah, just one. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. May Allah reward you for your beautiful, beautiful actions that you do, MashaAllah. All right, now I'm going to do right now is to help us all, we are going to learn about belief in angels. So can you type in the check box? If you do believe in angels, go ahead and write, I believe in angels. And if you know some names of the angels that you already know, then you can type them in. Okay, so you can type some names. I'm going to let you type some. While some of my friends are decorating their notebooks really nice and pretty, and they're writing down. The next, we talked about believe in Allah, Amantu Billahi, and today is Amantu Bimalaikati. So angels are known as Malaika. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. MashaAllah, you guys are so smart learners. You can teach so much to each other through your typing. So you pretty much gave all the names that we were about to discuss. Okay, so Alhamdulillah, excellent. So what I'm going to do is now that we are going to, let me see. Yeah, so what I'm going to do now is that now that we have all these beautiful names, MashaAllah, that you have already written, we're going to start understanding what each one does and what do I need to do if I say that I believe in angels. Okay, so the first thing that we are going to do in our beautiful notebooks is make sure that you know the Arabic word for angels. Okay, and the Arabic word for angels is malaika, right here, malaika. Okay, malak is like one angel, malaika is many angels. And mashallah, you wrote so many names of angels. Excellent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, oh, you have believed, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. These are special people like you, mashallah, who immediately become focused when they hear a call from Allah. So Allah says, believe in Allah and His Messenger and the book that He sent down upon, which is the Quran, right? And the scripture which He sent down before. And whoever disbelieves in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day has certainly gone far astray. So when I say I believe in angels, I am going to act as a very different person. Some people think we're going to watch some videos of angels coming down and then we are going to believe. But smart people like you know, if Allah has told us something, then it will be right. And we cannot see them, but they are right. Right now, there are many, many, many millions of people out there who do not even believe in God. They say, oh, we don't believe in God because we don't see Him. And you know what? Right now, they can't even see this coronavirus, but they are staying inside their home to be protected. Think about it. not everything that you believe in has to be seen. Your knowledge can help you know it, right? So Iman is to believe in Allah. And today we will talk about his angels, okay? And angels, please write down in your notebooks the definition, who are angels? Angels are the honorable slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not have choices, okay? They just do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them to do. Like right now, in the chat box, when you're writing, you have a choice to write something meaningful or to write something not so meaningful. You have a choice. Even right now, you have a choice. Some of you are making your notes very nice, and you're going to be teachers in your house in a little while, in today's time, in this week. You will be educating your own family. Some of you might even call their grandparents and tell them, Grandma, this is what I learned today. This is why I learned to protect myself. You can get protected too. Right? So some of you will do that. You have a choice to do that. And some of us will still be wasting time, maybe pinching something or moving on another screen and doing something else. So it's all about choices. So angels do not have choice. They just obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they execute his commands. This is in Surah Tahrim, verse number 6. They do not disobey Allah in what he commands them, but they do what they are commanded. That's why when somebody acts really nice, right, they act really smart and they are very good, they're very obedient, you call them like, oh, this kid is like an angel, right, because, you know, they are acting very nicely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and the jinns and the angels to worship him. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about their numbers and their life. I'm going to give you an example. You know, just like we have Kaaba, there is a Kaaba on top of the heavens, which is known as Baitul Ma'mur. And in this Baitul Ma'mur, there are angels going, you know, in Tawaf all the time. Even if the Tawaf in Kaaba is stopped, the angels in Baitul Ma'mur are still going around. At any one point in time, like even right now, as I speak, 70,000 angels are going around it right now. And when one of them leaves, there is no time for anyone else. Like when one of them leaves, they don't come back again at all. So can you imagine how many angels are there? That even right now, there are 70,000 there, and once one of them gets done, they don't get to go again. SubhanAllah. It's incredible. Okay? So you wrote some beautiful names here. So let's start writing. What are some of these angels with the dua that Ya Allah, help us meet these angels in a way that they are pleased, that Allah is pleased with us. Okay? Some of these angels we're going to talk about, some of them are going to be here right now. We can't see them. But inshallah, when we will be able to see them, let's meet them in a state where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Okay? So, Husseini and Mohib, I didn't open the floor for questions, okay? So you can keep your hands down, and once you finish, then I'll open it up. MashaAllah. JazakAllah khair for your cooperation. Okay? So Jibreel alayhi salam is the leader of the angels, and he is charged with delivering divine revelation to the prophets and messengers of Allah. There is a very special night coming in which he's going to be bringing an forces of angels down, and they will be going around seeing who is praying at that time. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. So that will be in the Laylatul Qadr also. Then we have Mikail alayhi salam, may Allah exalt his mention. And he is responsible for the delivery of the rain and sustenance, the provision. That's Mikail alayhi salam. Okay? With the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is able to do that. Today, when people have these calamities or something like disasters, or like, you know, they call them with different names, they don't realize there's the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind them. There are different names that people have for these things that happen in the world. And you guys are very smart. Today, I can't give you the privilege because you lost it today. But next time, inshallah, when I ask you, you're going to write what kind of words that you've heard already. I'm going to give you maybe one or two, like, you know, they'll call Katrina or something like that that happens in the world, and they call Mother Nature. But in fact, this is in the kingdom of Allah, these are the angels working behind. Israfil alayhi salam is holding a trumpet in his hand, and he's ready to blow it for the day of judgment. And that's his job, that on the day of judgment, he's going to blow the trumpet, okay? And there is this angel, you wrote it here in your text, and that's Malakul Maut, and that means the angel of death. It's mentioned in Surah Sajda, that Rasulullah would recite every night. And he is responsible for taking the soul out of the body. Okay? And there are those who are bearers of the throne of Allah. They are known as Hamilin al-Arsh. They are holding the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there are the guards of paradise and hell. So the guard for paradise is known as, let's see if you guys can tell me the names, okay? So let's see, you're going to type the name of the angel who is the doorkeeper for heaven, and like the paradise, and the doorkeeper for hell. So go ahead and let's see if you can, if you know those names. MashaAllah, good job, Mohib. It's Malik. Malik is for the hell. Yes, very good, Hassan. Thank you for that explanation. That's hell. So that's why I make dua and I think about angels and whom I'm going to meet on the day of judgment, and I plan that in Jannah, who do I want to meet? Then I, ask Allah that, Allah, I don't want to meet Malik, honestly. Like, he can come to our Jannah level and meet us, but I really feel that I don't want to go meet him because he's become very sad looking at what's happening inside, right? And, it's just like some place there is some calamities happening or some bombs are dropping, it's going to be not nice, even staying close by there. It feels really gloomy. So who is the guard of heaven, the paradise? Yes, mashallah, Asiya. And can, let's take 30 seconds to ask Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to meet Ridwan and we want to meet him on the day of judgment, right? And he run there and he's there and he says salam and salama and open the door for us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Besides these, there are some angels that you wrote, mashallah, and that was the name of Kiramin Katibin. Okay? And those Kiramin Katibin, they are writing down everything that you are saying or doing. Okay? Not even a word comes out and they are writing it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want you to know this. Okay, I want you to really know this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. If you even thought about doing something good, right now you stand here, you said, oh, in this course I'm going to do so much amazing. You just thought about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the angel to write good deeds for you. And if you thought of doing something bad, let's say you were like, oh, let me see, when the chat opens, I'm going to type something super bad, right? You're just thinking about it. Then Allah tells the angels to hold on. My slave might repent, might change his mind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to hold on. And if you actually do it, then it's one bad deed written there. But when you actually do a good deed, there are 10 times reward written for that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. He's so merciful. So angels, they do not eat or drink. And there are other attributes that we know about them. And they are made of light. Okay? And subhanAllah, there is an amazing kingdom of angels out there. So inshallah, with full consciousness, me and you will say that amantu bi malaika. We believe in angels, okay? So inshallah, our belief in angels is going to make such much smarter people. Just like mashallah, some of you were taking really nice notes. You can go ahead and open your screens and show it to me on the screen what you have written down. You can bring it closer to the camera and show it, mashallah. And once you have shown it to me, good job, Mahreen. Good job, Basul. Mashallah, Yasin. I love those colors there. So, so incredible. I like it, mashallah. And you can make your notes on separate pages for every session. And go ahead and make sure that you note down the homework. Very nice, Zulkarnain. Oh, wow. I love your writing. Awesome. Good job, Hareem. MashaAllah. Amir, excellent. Very nice. So those who are conscious of angels, they don't bother, even if the world is all going nuts and there are things happening all around you, people are saying all kind of crazy things, believers, smart believers like you, they may stay focused. They know what they got to do and they do it, mashallah. Good job, Shata. Very nice. I like your writing a lot. Beautiful. Awesome. So I hope you have written down that you will memorize the dua for protection. Okay. You will help your family also memorize that, inshallah. and you will practice the translation of Surah Quraysh. We, alhamdulillah, today did that. Who was Quraysh? Why were they given so many favors? And, you know, what was the instruction Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them? We're going to discuss tomorrow. And you should be able to know 5 facts about angels. Good? Alhamdulillah. You can still give me on your screen a thumbs up and a wave, inshallah, to show me that you're doing good. And inshallah, in next 24 hours, thank you so much, Zulkanen. And inshallah, in next 24 hours, we will make dua that tomorrow, by the time friends come back in the classroom, they come back in a very, very smart way, so that we make a lot of good use of our time. Jazakallah khair for all those thumbs up. And if anybody has any questions, like, you know, when we are learning, mashallah, we have questions. So I have a very special thanks for most of you for being very active, healthy participants. Okay? Yes, we have some friends, you know, they learn to grow up a little bit, but I'm proud of most of you, mashallah. Excellent. So don't forget to read the Quran, read Surah Quraysh, and discuss, you know, at home. And if you have any questions, like any friends, they sit here and they have a question, like, where can I find the slides? Or you have any other questions, you know, should we be asking on the chat box? Absolutely not. When you're in a class, you are learning, it's time for you to make the most of your learning supplies, your materials, and learn the best, okay? But if you have any questions, you can note this down. Most of you can email also. So it's kidscourse@nurulquraninstitute.com, okay? And inshallah, all your teachers will be there to answer and take care of any questions that you may have. So jazakallah khair for everybody for being here, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you happy and healthy, and inshallah, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow, inshallah, at the same time, all right? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa al-asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. Jazakallah khair wa asal jaza for all the hand waves and the beautiful smiles, and don't forget to hug your mom and dad for helping you learn so much, inshallah. Alright, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت وعلمني منه ما جهلت وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار واجعله لي حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح لي ديني الذي هو عصمة أمري وأصلح لي دنياي التي فيها معاشي وأصلح لي آخرتي التي فيها معادي واجعل الحياة زيادة لي في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لي من كل شر. اللهم اجعل خير عمري آخرة وخير عملي خواتمه وخير أيامي يوم ألقاك وخير أيامي يوم ألقاك فيه. اللهم أسألك عيشة هنية وميتة سوية ومردا غير مخزي ولا فاضح. اللهم إني أسألك خير المسألة وخير الدعاء وخير النجاح وخير العلم وخير العمل وخير الثواب وخير الحياة وخير الممات وثبتني وشق موازيني وحقق إيماني وارفع درجتي وتقبل صلاتي واغفر خطيئاتي وأسألك العلا من الجنة اللهم إني أسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل والغنيمة من كل بيت والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا.